the Indo-Pacific, which is, of course, stretches from our west coast over to India, is 40% of the world's population. And it's there's a lot going on there, particularly with China, the People's Republic of China, the Chinese Communist Party rearing its ugly head and threatening things like an invasion of Taiwan, which is, of course, a democracy and has been independent for about 70 years now. Now, Mr. Xi wouldn't agree that they were independent. He says they're part of China and they want to unify, which basically means they want to occupy and take over Taiwan. But you see huge populations in places like India, where we traveled, where people are, their standard of living is not very high. It's a huge market for American agriculture and manufacturing. And I see trade is providing those markets, which are going to be the places where American agriculture is going to continue to be able to export what they grow and what they produce, and help sustain our farm economy.